I was going to ask you about talk with Matt prior to last week's game. You know, what was he, 27 or 29 last year? Came in great streak to end.
Right.
Let's talk with him about, you know, how he was adjusting to a new snapper.
Right.
Did that have any bearing at all in the two misses the other night?
No. The snaps and the laces were fine. You know, they were just, you know, unfortunate misses. But it had nothing to do with the snapper.
Okay. He's, you know, clearly Matt's as good as anybody in the league. You just trust him to continue to stay on pace?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get it worked out. Yeah. You know, and, you know, I don't know that you can put the blame anywhere. He just missed it. You know, I know that he approaches every kick the same. You know, whether it's a PAT or a 53-yard field goal, you know, you have to approach him the same, and that's how he handles it. So we'll get back out here and get to work. He had a really good good week of work. Made every kick Friday in practice, and then made every kick in pregame. You know, other than the ones that we were trying to see how far out we could go. So he'll get back on track.
He also kicked four too. So.
Yeah,
overlooked that little detail.
Do you say anything to him, being that he's a veteran and you know you can count on him, and you know nobody's perfect?
In that situation, you know, if I say something to him, it's forget about it, get to the next play. We're going to need you again, you know. But there's no need in talking about you know, what happened. He knows what happened. Whether I saw it or not, he knows what happened. So you're just really digging in on the guy. So you're better off just to get to the next play, keep playing. It's like anything, any other position. If a guy misses a tackle, hey, you'll get the next one. You know, you throw an interception, hey, get to the next play. You know, you miss a kick, it's the same thing. You better get the next one. You know, you're always thinking about the next play, keep moving. Make it or miss it, get to the next one.
Is there a benefit to kicking that many field goals, you know, for the unit, for the overall work you need to get in throughout the course of a season?
In games?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, points are points. So if it comes down to field goals, we'll take them. You know, we'll take points. Obviously, you know, you want touchdowns, but if we're getting the opportunity to kick field goals, we'll take the field goals, you know. So, you know, we just need to execute. You know, and it's like anything. I talk about the protection as well as the kickers. You know, regardless, whistle blown, short field goal, PAT, long field goal, they're all the same. You have to really operate with that type of mindset.
And the week before, you had a block punt. This week, you
right.
did not. Did what happened the week before? Did you like what you saw as far as your chemistry and your execution?
Yeah, we got better. We picked some things up in protection, punt protection. You talking about punt protection?
Yes.
Yeah, we picked some things up in punt protection. So we improved. I thought the snapper was better. You know, I thought Josh was better. So and he needed to improve, and he did. So that's all you can ask.
Mike Peterson showed he's still got some gas in his tank.
Yeah, thank God.
Making that midfield tackle. Was that a result of them? Did something – because he went up the middle pretty much, didn't he?
Oh,
was there a crease or something?
He hit a crease on us. It was probably pretty much left seam. But, you know, we need to go run. You know, we need to go get the – I'll get that part cleaned up. You know, I'll get that squared away tomorrow. So –
which leads us to Darren Sproles.
Yes.
He's a great returner.
Many
times.
Yeah, very good returner. You have to be excited to go cover the guy. You know, it's a challenge, and you have to play hard on every down. You know, because he does. You know, he obviously is a threat, and he can take him to the house, and he can make big plays. So, and we know that. So we need to be on point with our coverage game. You know, special teams will be big in this game, as it is every week. And, you know, we need to go do our job and do our part.
The Eagles tried a different play last night against the Saints defense.
Yeah.
When that happens, do you think a team is more on alert for, you know, maybe I don't want to call it a trick play, but, you know, maybe another strategy on a return situation?
I think you talk about it all the time. You know, that's part of what we do. You know, Bobby's run that play for some time now. When I was in Miami, he used to run that in Buffalo, and if you didn't, keep a two over there. So I think, you know, those are things that on Saturday mornings when we meet, you know, we pull clips from all around the league and we show all the gadget plays and we show, hey, how would you defend this? How, so you're talking about that stuff all the time. You have to, or else you are going to get busted. So, you know, and going to play them, you know, we always expect a fake, you know, so, whether it be their holder, their backup, their holders, a backup quarterback, obviously that type of stuff. So that will all be addressed, obviously. And you know, clips of pass fakes or anything like that will be shown. So you're obviously on point all the time, and there's certain checks you make when you see stuff like that. So, it's that time of year, you know. It's that time of year, so some of the gadgets start to pop out. There's no question.
Smitty alluded yesterday to maybe looking at Harry back there as your punt return guy, or just maybe shuffling up. How do you sort of size up the position, Dominic Franks, and moving forward?
Right now, it's Dom's job. You know, as far as I know, I
may have misread that. So yeah. I thought so. Yeah. I may be putting words in his mouth, and I apologize if I am.
I think that's not
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. I wasn't here.
Yeah.
So I was reading. So apologize for that. But anyway, no. So how do you size up Dom?
Well, I think his strength right now is he's done a, you know, up until this point, he's done a nice job of managing the game. You know, everybody's going to make a mistake here and there. You know, you just need to minimize it. But what you don't want to do with a returner is start to second guess a returner. It's like second guessing the quarterback or second guess. Anytime somebody handles the ball, you second guess them, you wrap it up. You know, okay. It's like you go left and you come over to the sideline and say, you should have went right there. You're like, okay, why is he saying that? You know what I mean? So you get in, you start getting in people's, you know what I mean? Well, you shouldn't have thrown it there, you should have thrown it here. You know, so you have to, there's a process that he knows that we talk about playing in. There's a sequence in the down, and he's, for the most part, he's managed those situations and done a nice job with it. I'll get him back on track this week, and we'll move on from there.
Very good.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You got it.